That's right. Broadcasting worldwide. Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Brian Sanchez, your D broadcasters for this evening's event. The big volleyball game between the Urban Knights Academy of Art University in the house and the good old Penguins from Dominican University of California here at the Conlin Center. It's Spirit Weekend here on campus, Brian Sanchez. Pretty cool time to be a Dominican.
Yeah, family weekend. Got a lot of the players' folks in the stands tonight, and you'd like to think that's going to add a little oomph to this game for the girls. They want to show their parents what they have. You know, so many came from out of the area, think about all around. And these girls, they want to go out and show their parents what they do here, and that's work hard and win games.
The Lady Penguins are, as usual, lined up on the southern end of the Conlin Center on the baseline. We'll have the non-starters for the Urban Knights, brought to you by Brian Sanchez. And by the way, they are 2-6 in conference against the Penguins, 3-6.
Non-starters for the Urban Knights, number 1, Midori Lee, number 2, Janelle Burnett, number 11, Meg Williams, number 12, Jordan Cotton, number 13, Melissa Chang, number 26, Holly Kaina.
For the Penguins, check it for the Urban Knights, the starters, Brian. Number 4.
Number 4, Rachel Smith. Number 6, Brittany Ulmer. Number 8, Lindsay Elgin. Number 22, Taylor Suchy. Number 33, Caitlin Boring. And number 43, Angela Heath. Those the starters for Academy of Art. As they come into this match with a 5-13 overall record and a 2-6 conference record.
Non-starters for the Dominicans, Brian.
The non-starters for Dominican go as such. Number 2, Jade Santos. Number 7, Laura Price. Number 8, Jamie Lavatoria. Number 9, Rebecca Shira. Number 10, Valerie Larson. Number 11, Rachel DeVries. Number 17, Sarah Bain. And number 23, Katie Batchelder.
Batchelder's going with a lighter hair color this season, Brian. I was talking to her the other day. She went from the jet black to now the auburn brown.
Whatever works for young Miss Batchelder.
Good old Batch. Now the starters brought to you by Brian Sanchez.
Tonight's starters for the Lady Penguins are number 1, the freshman out of Honolulu, Hawaii, Sari Kwan. Number 2, the freshman out of Union City, Jade Santos. The freshman out of Oxnard, California, number 7, Laura Price, is going to be out there. Oh, I'm sorry. I have those backwards.
That's all right. Start again with the starters. Brought to you by Brian Sanchez here on Penguin Radio.
It's going to start with number 3, Hannah Stocking. Number 4, Jessica Jones. And number 6, Kelsey Lardner. Also in there for the Lady Penguins is number 12, Skylar Moon. Number 15, Samantha Rains. And number 18, Ashley Sand. As we are ready now for the national anthem here at the Conlin Center as we work our way to side out, scheduled for 7 between the Urban Knights and the Lady Penguins.
Time for the national anthem here on Penguin Radio. For those of you at home, please rise. If you look at the standings here in the PacWest Conference, Division II of the NC2A, Academy of Art at 2-6 in conference, 5-13 overall, are 2 slots below the Penguins, who are 3-6 and 5-12 overall.
Yeah, that's right. And Dominican, who had started off the conference season at the top of the pack, have found their way to the bottom. But a win tonight will throw them right back up into the middle. And then a late season surge can find them right back in that top third. But it starts tonight against a opponent that the Lady Penguins should be able to handle. But we've said that before. And the one thing you have to account for is the heart of the other team, no matter what the record says. Last year was the Lady Penguins, who didn't have the sterling record, but came out and gave every team, no matter how good or bad they were, a run for their money. This year, the Lady Penguins are that good team that other teams are trying to give a run for their money. And they know how to handle that, and it takes hard work from the first serve to the last serve.
Penguins are coached by Gail Stammen, her third season. She's assisted by Laurel Grant and Laurel Boyd. Head coach of Academy, Ed Jackson, he's assisted by Alana Jackson. From the Conlin Center, Stuart Horn, Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcaster, 7:08 p.m. on Friday, October 19th, 2012. Side out. Rachel Smith will bring it for Academy. On the northern end, the right-hander from the right corner starts the match off with an ace as Sari Kwan dives in the front row for a serve that is off the tape. And Smith with a very lucky beginning. It's 1-0. Academy with a good start. Punched across by Lardner after the Penguins were on defense. The kill is laid in there by Academy's Lindsay Elgin, the 6'3" sophomore. She's out of San Diego Cathedral Catholic High School. 2-0 Academy. And here's Smith. Runs up on the line. Goes to the back row to Jones. Lardner. Left side, Penguins with a nice move, but a great save by Academy. Tip by the front row, Kwan with a bump. Lardner, trouble. Jones has to just two-hand it over. Here's Smith, now the dink. The Penguins in perfect position with the block. And Stocking is given credit for the block and the point. 2-1, Penguins trail, but here comes Hannah Stocking with the side out for the Penguins, first service of the night. The right-hander lets one go into the front row, and a service ace. As the Knights couldn't handle it, a perfect serve by Stocking to tie it up. The Penguins are going to have to keep an eye on the 6'4" junior, Caitlin Boring, in that front left corner. The outside hitter, Boring, is so huge, and another ace served to Taylor Succi, a 5'11 freshman out of Wildomar, California. She went to Murrieta Valley High School. Can't handle the serve for the first time tonight, Brian. The DU's lead 3-2. Stocking, middle row. A good bump by Academy. Right side, smashed across by Succi. But the Penguins are there in good position. Again to Succi. She goes off the right side of her hand. Succi into the net, 4-2 Penguins.
Academy of Arcot off to that quick 2-0 start, but since then it's been all Lady Penguins and all Hannah Stocking.
Stocking, the veteran, goes back row this time. Bumped up nicely, and now a back set. Succi again. Stocking with a bump. Lardner helps it across. Stocking lifts to the back row, and it's inbounds. Penguins again, 5-2. Set number one. Chili the Penguin in the house, I'm happy to report. That is a 5'1" Chili. I've never seen Chili so little. It's the smallest Chili in history. Penguins now on offense. Lardner sets it up to Jones. Oh, Jones on the back row! Tipped by the front row of the Academies. And it's 6-2 Penguins. Stammers up on her feet in conversation with Kelsey Lardner. Next serve again by Stocking into the front row of the grandstands. Another ace, 7-2. Four aces for Stocking. 7-2. Time out. It's a good time for Academy to call a timeout. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu worldwide. Okay, here we go, fans. 7-2, Stocking again. I wonder if her arm's getting tired, Brian. 7-2, seven in a row. Four of those seven have been aces. Stocking's bringing it. The right-handed Stocking from the back left corner. Bumped up by Succi. Now the killer to the back row. Everybody's running out of bounds for it. Some of the fans didn't see Stocking, almost ran into her. The fans were milling about, and Stocking was running way out of bounds. She's lucky she didn't get hurt. She couldn't corral it, 7-3. Succi, the 5'11 freshman, serves it up, Kwan with a bump. Lardner with a set, left side Jones, dinked. Ooh, into the back row, bumped up and save. A two-touch bomb, Burnett, the libero player, Janelle Burnett, out of Liberal, Kansas, a 5'6" senior. Off balance, two-touch, 8-3. The Penguins are in control. Sand in the game now for the first time. Sari Kwan with a perfect serve into the back row. Dinked across, front side. Lardner, Kwan, bumped up by Stocking three times. That's it, 8-4.
This 8-4 start for Dominican is so important because they are prone to getting off to slow starts in sets and matches. This is a great, great omen.
Brittany Ulmer to serve it, the 5'11 sophomore out of Honolulu. Penguins with a smash. And it hits Tai Sing Lee, the official photographer for the Penguins, out of bounds, 9-4. I'm happy to report that Tai Sing Lee was not inbounds when he was hit by that ball in play. Sam Raines now with a nice serve into the middle row. Dinked across, Jones with a bump. Kwan's got it, she helps it up. Here's Jones to the back row. Penguins on defense now, trouble. Stocking sticks a right arm out there, but it heads all the way out of the place into the foyer here at the Conlin Center. And fielded cleanly by Booker T. Harris, a men's basketball coach. 9-5, Harris throws the ball back in. Academy now with a side out, Jordan Cotton, a 5'6" sophomore. Jones dinked across. Booted up by Heath for the Knights. Penguins now on offense. Jones smashes it. Saved beautifully by San into the back row after Academy had collapsed in. And the kill is put away 1,000 miles an hour by Lindsay Elgin.
It's going to be important to watch Elgin in the middle and make sure you always have either Rains or Sand or Moon opposite her, because she goes up for those quick sets, throws them down hard.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. She was practicing the quickies all the entirety of the practice session before tonight's match. Back row, Kwan heads up, lets it go. 9-6, 10-6. After Kwan thought about fielding it, but was standing back on the line and let it go. Here's Jessica Jones for the DUs into the net. Jones to the tape and rolls it down, and Chili the Penguin kicks the can across the floor in frustration. 10-7, set number one. This one promises to go the distance, Angela Heath. Both teams very close statistically. Janelle Burnett dove for it on the sideline, even though Ed Jackson, the head coach, was screaming, "Don't go, don't go." She had to make a split-second decision. Skylar Moon is in place for Sari Kwan, 11-7 for the DUs. Here's Sand. Sand, a veteran. Oh, off the top of the tape, and it falls. And that pays back the opening serve by Suchi. Check it by Rachel Smith, the opening serve of the night that hit the tape and fell in. Penguins just paid him back with a service ace. 12-7, this one's a little better. Burnett can't handle it, not very cleanly anyway. Somehow the Knights come up with it. Suchi puts it away, and Lardner into the net, 12-8.
Yeah, Lardner, the good quick reactions there. Very rare to see an error off the hands of Kelsey Lardner.
Janelle Burnett, the 5'6" senior, runs up on the line, and a line drive to Jones. Sam Raines hits it hard, but the set is taken by Academy. Now dinked across by Moon. Burnett bumps it across, just helped by Heath. Now the Penguins, left side. Hannah again, gets her own block and then plays it into the back row. Kwan with a save. Jones from the middle row. Brought up by Jordan Cotton. Helped across. Oh, the Penguins had all kind of blockers. Moon had her left hand on it, but it went out off the left hand and fell, 12-9.
That's a disappointing one. So many good digs by the Lady Penguins, and to not come away with a point could be a bit of a blow here in the first set.
Burnett again. Oh, boy, Burnett is so close to putting her toe on that end line. Now Stocking helps it across to the 10-foot line. Smashed by Suchi. Now the DU, Stocking again. Burnett, right side, helped over. Short set by Rachel Smith, and it falls on the right side. And I think Raines is given the credit. No, Lardner with the credit, 13-9.
It was a great individual effort by Lardner there to see the open space behind her and put the ball right where it needs to be.
Agreed, especially after losing the longest rally of the night on the point before. Here's the helper. Oh, Raines with a great save. Left side, Stocking. Good play, but Heath with the save. Back across Suchi. Penguins on it. Dinked across Burnett. Helped up Smith. Right side Suchi, back corner in. Academy point, 13-10. This one's close.
Yeah, and this one is liable to go all the way down to the final point in the fifth set. These teams are that evenly matched. Luckily for the Lady Penguins, they are here at the Conlin Center with the home court advantage.
When Elgin's in, boring isn't. Elgin's out now, and Boring's back in there, the 6'4" Boring in the front row. Helped across. Diu's now on offense. Here's the set by Kwan. Now Reigns goes across the court, deep, 13-11, and the Diu's with a couple of unforced errors are making this harder on themselves.
It's a good idea there from Reigns. The spot in the corner was open, just missed it.
Rachel Smith, who started the night, to Jones. Jones bends at the waist, shanked, 13-12. Stammers up, Jones is out. One error like that, and Jones is going to take a rest. Valerie Larson, the 5'4" freshman out of Richmond, a Salesian high grad, is in her place in the back row. Smith now goes to Larson, as is usually the case. Sam Reigns with a monster blast, and the block by the Penguins, good. Boring pops it way up there. Academy's totally off balance. Lardner to the short set. Oh, with a save by Kwan. Now to the right side, held back across by Reigns. Bumped up Academy. Here's Suchi. Again, Kwan, longest rally of the night. Brian, helped over by the Diu's on defense. Again with the soft touch. And Skylar Moon with the left side winner, 14-12 in the open court.
And Skylar Moon is having quite the first set here. She's made a huge impact in the middle for the Lady Penguins.
Penguin now with a side out. Suchi. She blasted it so hard that as Hannah Stocking tried to bump it up, it kept going across. At which time, Boring unleashed the fury, 14-13, set one.
Yeah, Boring in there at 6'4", goes up higher than most girls without even jumping. No problem with that ball.
Side out Academy. 1-point game. Popped up Kwan. Set Diu's. To Moon. Back into the corner. Back set. Boring. Kwan with a bump. What a save. Hannah Jones again into the back row. A poor leave, but they recover nicely. Helped up Moon. Lardner. Long set. Jones. And Jones with a killer, 15-13. The Penguins have not trailed tonight, though they led by as many as six at one point when it was 8-2. Here's Kwan. Back row. Now the Diu's. Oh, what a tremendous set to Brittany Ulmer, the 5'11 sophomore. And Ulmer with a big roundhouse overhand, 15-14 with a killer. And Ulmer will serve it. She's out of Honolulu. The right-hander from the back left corner. A line drive to Kwan. Lardner. Sam Reigns. Grandstand. 16-14 Penguins.
Just great strikes here by the Lady Penguins. They see the openings and they're executing wonderfully.
Lindsay Elgin's back in there. But for this time, this rotation anyway, Boring and Elgin in at the same time. Elgin with a short set. That's her play. She's got the right wrist all bandaged up. Here's another one. And now the long set, they go to the back row to Heath. Kwan with a diving pancake save. Now to the back row to Burnett. Back set, Boring. Front row, helped across. Oh, the Diu's with a great save. Woo, that was unbelievable. Here's Heath, back row, Kwan with a bump. Lardner with a set, where's it going? Over to Jones, front row, Boring got a hand on it. And the hand on the net, 17-14 Penguins. Wow, Jones giving a credit for the kill there. A 3-point game just when the Diu's needed as they're creeping up on the red zone. Here's Reigns. Reigns, oh brother, they get it to Elgin with that short set. She powers one down to the feet of Stocking. Nobody could touch it, 17-15. Boring is out, and in her place, the 5'6" Jordan Cotton re-enters. A 10-inch difference between Cotton and Boring. 17-15, and Cotton softs one across. Now the Penguins on offense. Blocked, oh brother, Jones with a killer, but it was blocked right back in the face somehow. And now Elgin again with a short set. Kwan with a bump, left side softly, into the front corner, saved by Burnett, unbelievable play. Here's Heath. Now over to Jones with a great 360 spinner. Front row, Jessica, softly into the middle row, but they dig it out pretty nicely. Here's Elgin, back row, Kwan. Lardner, left side, JJ off of Burnett, still alive. Now we're at the longest rally. Heath goes deep, backline inbound, 17-16B.
And we've gone entire matches without this many long rallies, let alone set one. Mm. This is an incredible match, and it's still midway through the first set.
And they're both playing great. Cotton with a nice serve, another great line drive. Sand just softs it across. Sand, the wily veteran. Oh, what a great save by the DU, Sam Raines. Here's Elgin with the smash. And Elgin is obviously, Brian, has established herself as the dominant player. I'd say dominant in the house. 17 up, fans.
Yeah, if she's not the best one playing right now, she's number one or number two. She is dominating the middle of the court.
You're absolutely right. The Penguins don't have a player like Elgin, big and as strong. And for the first time tonight, the Penguins trail as Academy. Oh, pardon me, fans. I thought the Penguins fell into the net. I thought that was sand on the net, but they gave a four-touch called against Academy, 18-17 DUs. Here's the next serve by Larson. Oh, way. And the ball ends up here on Media Row, but happy to report that yours truly, Stuart Horn, and my trusty sidekick, Brian Sanchez, are okay. 19-17, the DUs with the point. Larson again. A poor leave, but it's torn out from the front of the net to Elgin, who's able to kill it. 19-18. Boy, they made lemonade out of that. Terrible leave.
Yeah, and Elgin's all over the court. She's not just front and center, so it's almost impossible to have someone sit right on top of her.
Elgin is so incredibly powerful. Now the serve by Academy is a great one. They go to Larson. Now the D's are on defense, and they're in trouble. Falling back on it and off balance was Succi. Now the D's are on defense again. And just helping it across. Oh, and the kill. The short kill by Sand puts the Penguins into the red zone. 20-18, a timeout has been called by Academy. We're back in 30 seconds. NC2A Volleyball, radio.dominican.edu. Yeah. 20-18, fans, in set number one. Could be here a while.
Could be here for five of them.
Sanchez. I was going to say Sand, and then I started to say Sanchez. Sanchez is going to be serving it up in set number two.
Oh, you don't want me to serve.
Serving the broadcast, I mean. Serving the broadcast community. And here's the Penguin Sand. Ashley Sand, the six-footer, with the service ace. 21-18, and that's what the DUs need. Little Mo going into the red zone. It's where the DUs were terrible last year. They were superb this year in the first few games. Oh, and Sand into the net. And she almost whiffed it, Brian. And it's T-ball. I mean, it's sitting on her hand. She didn't even throw it up. She hit it off of her hand and shanked it into the net. And when she sees that on film, she's not going to be happy because she's a perfectionist. 21-19 after the give. So the Penguins now on defense. To Hannah Stocking. Stocking has it blocked back in her face, back up into the net. The Penguins touch it a bunch of times. 21-20. Brian, I don't want to say anything, but I don't want that give by Ashley Sand to matter. 21-20. Not that I'm biased. Here comes Burnett, the libero player. She goes to the other libero player, her counterpart. That is Sari Kwan. And the block by Rachel Smith at the front of the net after Skylar Moon tried to kill it. Makes the score 21-21. Brian and I back in 30 seconds. NC2A Penguin Volleyball. Watch them build up a material. 21-21. Wow. I got a feeling that whoever wins this set, Brian, that's big for momentum. I mean, that's not a feeling, that's a fact. But I got a feeling whoever wins this first set may win it all tonight. Burnett with a bump after the Stocking attempted kill. Saved by Raines. Left side, Stocking again. Oh, cross court. Stocking with a killer. Brian, I think she missed it a little bit, and it worked out 22-21.
You know what? We've seen that happen so many times to the Lady Penguins. It's about time that the favor got returned.
Yeah, that's a good point. Lardner now. Lardner's one of the best servers in the conference, 22-21. Oh, dead ball. What a serve. Knuckler. Now they get it off to Succi. Lardner with the set. They go back row, and Moon drops it in. The crater on the back right corner, 23-21. That was a tremendous play. Moon saw the open corner and stuck it in there, maybe 6 inches inbounds. 2 points away now. Lardner runs up on the line. Back spinner. Helped across, and a heads-up helper by Rachel Smith. Smith had a pretty decent lead from the back row. It was bumped to her by Jordan Cotton, who's leaving the game, and Boring in her place. 23-22. Smith with the kill. She'll serve it up as she did opening the night. She puts it in the exact same place she did at the opening of the night. And the kill by Reigns drops at the feet of Boring. Set point. 24-22. Dews need one more. Jones is back in there. Stammer going with her power front line. Stocking from the back row. Helped up Heath. Softly. Lardner with a bump. Kwan second time. Jones to end it. Burnett with the save. Across to Smith. Oh, Kwan keeps it alive on her knees. Back set. Reigns to the floor. Boring chases it out. It's over. Set number one to the Penguins. 25-22 after Boring chased it into the grandstands with a great effort. But the D is a little too much there in set number one, Brian.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think we might have just seen the best set that Samantha Reigns has turned in here at the Conlon Center this year. She had some doozies last year, but this one may top them all. She's just dominating right now, and you add her on top of stalking and Kwan digging everything out of the middle. Could be a good night for the Lady Penguins.
You know what? Both teams look really sharp, but I got to say, of all the games we've done this year, this is the best the Penguins have looked, and it's a good night when the Penguins are playing great. So we'll be back in 2 minutes. Gail Stammer and the ladies up one set. Zip, as Stammer just walked past us, looking cool as usual. Back in 2 minutes, NC2A Volleyball, Horn and Sanchez.
12 assists and make that 12 digs, rather, as Sam Reigns also chipped in 7 digs of her own, as both of those ladies are on top of their game here tonight, as it's going to be Lardner with the side out to start set two for the Lady Penguins, leading one set to none after winning set one in exciting fashion. Here's the serve from Lardner. Gets it over. And it's blocked at the wall by Sam Reigns, and her great night continues. Dominican with the first point of set two.
And then the Reigns came.
Absolutely.
That was a very exciting first set.
As Lardner gets away serve number two in set number two. Played by Academy of Art, but there's Kwan. Lardner sets up Moon, who slams it down for the point. 2-0 Dominican off to the quick start here in set two.
Moon launched it, and it fell in fair.
In set one, it was Academy of Art jumping out to the 2-0 lead. This time, the Lady Penguins. Lardner with the serve, and it's down. 3-0 Lady Penguins as they come out with a hot start again in set two.
They ran off an 8-point start with stocking at the helm in set number one.
Here's another Lardner serve. This one's going to be playable for Academy of Art. Swung on and hit by Succi off the wall and out for a Academy of Art point. Dominican still leading 3-1 here, early set two. It's going to be the freshman Rachel Smith to serve for the Urban Knights. As she cocks the arm back and gets ready to let it fly. Jessica Jones plays it. Lardner sets it back for stalking. Whistle blows, and they're going to call Lardner for touching the net. And the Urban Knights will get back within one here. 3-2, Lady Penguins. Smith with another service here. Gets it away. Jones down to the ground to save it. Plays it all the way back over. Urban Knights going to take a hack. Kwan to the dive, but it's off her hands and out. Great swing by Elgin in the middle. Check it. That is Ulmer, as we haven't even seen Elgin yet in set two, and she was the star of set one.
Entire point set up by a great serve. Had the Penguins off balance from the get.
Another serve as Jones plays it to Lardner. Back to Jones. Hits it over. Hit up by the libero. This one's going to be playable for Succi. Jones is there, however. Lardner to Reigns. Sets it. Cross court. Academy of Art is there. Here comes a smash from Boring off of Jones. Kwan's going to try and chase it down to the dive. Can't get there. as Boring was able to smash it off of Jones for the point, and Urban Knights take their first lead of the second set, 4-3.
Pretty good effort there by Kwan, running out of bounds. She rolls over her right shoulder, slams into the wall, the back wall here at the Conlin Center. Kwan going all out. There's no way she's going to get it, but she went for it anyway.
Jessica Jones out, Valerie Larson in for the Lady Penguins as another serve is away from Smith. Lardner sets up Stocking in the middle, who smashes it left corner for a point. 4-4, early set two.
Boy, that dropped right in front of the green monster in. Left field shot.
That's right, as Jessica Jones back in, Valerie Larson back out, Hannah Stocking with the serve. Gets it away, played by the Academy of Art. Set up on the far side for Suchi. Stocking's there. Lardner to Rain, smash off the net. No Urban Knight touched it, so that's four touches on the Lady Penguins. Urban Knight's point, 5-4, Academy of Art.
And the slam was into the tape, and it was so perfectly placed into the top of the net that it actually popped back toward the DUs.
Suchi serve, played by Kwan. To Lardner, to Moon, going back row, played by Academy of Art. As Boring will just set it back over. Here comes Stocking to Lardner, to Jessica Jones. Down for the point as she crushed it off of the libero, Janelle Burnett, as it's all knotted up at five.
Looks like the Penguins are focusing in on Burnett, the libero player, while Academy is really focused on Jones.
Sari Kwan, the freshman to serve, gets it away. Boring with the play, off the wall, and in for a point. 6-5, Academy of Art. Boring really starting to show what she's got here in set number two.
Yeah, Boring had a very strong warm-up period at 6'4". She's the one I thought would dominate, but it's really been Elgin.
And Elgin checks in for the first time in the second set. Service is away. It's a line drive played by Reigns to Kwan to Jones. Looking for the middle, and it's off of one Urban Knight, and then off another for a Dominican point, 6-6.
Boring flying out of bounds was completely off balance, and to see somebody that tall and that thin going after one, boy, she was completely cattywampus.
Sam Reigns with the serve as Boring's going to give it another shot. It's off of Jones at the net and down for a point as it's 7-6, Academy of Art.
Ryan, from cattywampus to killer, that's all. And now she's out.
It's going to be Jordan Cotton, the sophomore from Santa Cruz, California, to serve for the Academy of Art. She gets it away to Stocking. Lardner sets up Jessica Jones off the wall, off the diving Burnett, and down for a DU point, 7-7.
And Burnett has spent as much time on the floor as she spent standing up. She is going for everything.
Jessica Jones checks out. Checking in is Larson, who's back to serve. She gets it away, off the tape, and down for an ace, as that's the second time that a DU server has caught the tape for a point.
Larson missed it completely. She looked down before the ball was at her hand and got away with it.
8-7 DU as Larson serves again. This one's set up for Elgin. Larson one-hands it. Kwan one-hands it. Reigns gets it over. Here comes Academy of Art. It's going to be Elgin again. Blocked at the net by Hannah Stocking, and that's a DU point. 9-7, Lady Penguins.
Penguins are playing tough.
Going to be the freshman Larson to serve again for Dominican here.
Very few mistakes.
She gets it away. It's off of the hands of Heath and out. Nice catch by the side referee, but it's a DU point, 10-7. Larson looking to keep working here. The freshman out of Richmond gets it away. High arcing serve played by the Academy of Art. Elgin in the middle hits it straight down. Seemed like a 90-degree angle for a point. 10-8. Lady Penguins still up by two.
Elgin with the big overhand. That looked like a 12-6 curveball, but it drops so hard.
Angela Heath with the service for the Urban Knights. Larson down to her stomach to save it. Oh. Stocking helps it over, catches tape, but gets over. Smith tries to play it, sand blocks it. Here comes a hit from Suchi looking for the back line. Just catches the back of the back line for a point. 10-9. Lady Penguins still clinging to a one-point lead. It's going to be Heath again, the senior from Hawaii. Gets a serve away. Larson down to her knee. She saves it. Lardner sets up Sand, who gets blocked, but DU able to play it back over. Here comes a chance for the Urban Knights as Belgian is able to work with the poor set, go back, get it, smash it off the wall, and tie this game at 10. Elgin has been so impressive early in this match. as Heath gets away another service. Larson says it's out, and she's not kidding. That one wasn't even close. Dominican back on top by one, 11-10. Skylar Moon checks back in. Sari Kwan's going to check out as Ashley Sand is back to serve. For Dominican, gets the serve away. It's a low one, but it finds its way over. Hit in the middle by Elgin. That one is way out again. Point Dominican, 12-10.
Art is really good at catching up, but all through the first set, and they're doing it here again. They get caught up, and then the D's pull away.
Sand to serve. This one hits the net, but doesn't trickle over. It falls on the DU half of the court. Urban Knights point, 12-11, Dominican.
Brian, that's what Sand did when the Penguins were in the red zone in set number one, and luckily they got away with it, but Sand usually pretty good. Oh, and she's got two in the net now? It's not like her.
Burnett, the libero to serve for Academy of Art, as it's set up in the middle. Stocking plays the drop shot, but right there is Jordan Cotton as Academy of Art is able to get the point to tie it up at 12 here in the middle of set number two. It's going to be Burnett again. Serves away. Oh. Reigns bumps it. Lardner sets it. Moon tries to smash it down. Doesn't work. Here comes a hit from Succi for the Urban Knights. They're going to say that one caught antenna and went out for a DU point. They're back up by one, 13-12. That one was close.
Brian, it hit the antenna, and Ed Jackson's arguing with the second judge, the referee closest to us. Then why did the Penguin dive for it, he said.
As Lardner, the diving Penguin, gets a serve away, and it's played back by Succi for a point. 13-13 here in set number two is Boring. Checks back in, the 6'4 junior for the Academy of Art.
And I think the answer is Lardner dove for it because she has to make a split-second instinctive decision. That's why.
Smith gets a serve away. Kwan to Lardner to Stocking. Diving Urban Knight, able to save it off of the net. Boring sets it over, but yes, they're going to call DU point there. That was four touches. No surprise they even let it go on as long as they
right.
did.
Yeah,
14-13 Dominican.
That did go on an extra hit or two. Everybody up on everybody on the Penguin bench came up at the same time.
It's going to be Stocking to serve. She gets away a good one. Set up in the middle, but stuffed home by Sam Reigns, who continues to play well here tonight, 15-13 Dominican.
It's really going to take DU's best effort to win this match tonight, but luckily, so far, the Penguins have never looked better.
Stocking to serve again, gets it away, looking for the back line, way too long. Out for a Urban Knight point, 15-14, Lady Penguins still up by one.
Boy, that service error out of your veterans, out of Sand and then Stocking, that's painful.
Succi with the serve, it sets up Skylar Moon for the kill attempt, can't convert. Here comes Boring back across. Kwan's there, no problem. Lardner sets up. JJ goes back line, smashes it hard off the hands. Play at the net, won by Smith. Whistle blows, that's four touches. DU point, 16-14. Ashley Sand checks in, Skylar Moon checks out, and Sari Kwan back to serve.
You know, Brian, I'm trying to think of a team that's played better than this group of girls right now, going all the way back to the 2001 championship, the last time the Penguins won it all.
Boring with the kill attempt, saved by Lardner. Set up for Stocking in the middle, goes back row, saved by Succi. Heath with a kill attempt, stopped at the wall as Lardner sets up Jessica Jones. Top spinning dive shot doesn't work. Heath helps it over. Kwan bumps it to Lardner, who's going to set up Sand in the middle with the kill. 17-14, not how she drew it up, but it works nonetheless.
Succi diving for it. It ended up hitting her right in the face. Looked like Juan Pierre in center field taking it off the forehead. Remember that play?
It's a good call right there.
That hit her right in the teeth. Not hard, but it got her.
Midori Lee is going to check in for the Academy of Art. As Sari Kwan gets the serve away, Midori plays it up high. And Heath on the left side plays it. Lardner's there. Back over to Academy of Art. He's going to take another whack at it into the net for a DU point. 18-14 as they're starting to pull away, and it's starting to get late here in set two after the Lady Penguins won.
I'm going to say, Brian, that this team, next to that championship-winning 2000 team, I have to go to the wall here to make sure because I called that game. Yeah, champions in 2001. That's the last time the Penguins won it all as we're in a timeout, fans, at 18-14. And, of course, that year the Penguins went undefeated in conference, undefeated through the championship postseason, and we had an All-American named Shannon O'Connor, who reminded me a lot of Elgin, the way her power, how big she is, and how dominant she is. We'll just stay right here. And her name was Shannon O'Connor, and a good young lady who was obviously a wonderful volleyball player. And of course, back then, the Penguins were in the CalPAC conference, and the championship game, as I recall, was against Holy Names, who at the Cal State East Bay, who at the time had a bona fide Olympian on their team, who was from China. But the Penguins got him in three games that night, and that was the last time the Penguins have been on top as champions. Now, it might be a while now that we're in the NC2A, but there's been vast improvement under Stammer, and this year is no exception. Players look great.
I can't draw back as far as you can, but since I've been here at Dominican, this is the best I've seen any volleyball team play is on cue. Sari Kwan with the ace, 19-14 Lady Penguins.
Kwan making me look good.
Absolutely.
I wonder how many games I've been to between then and now. We've never missed one.
Kwan, the freshman, with another good serve, back corner. Academy of Art, hit it over. Not much on it, though. Jessica Jones bumps it. Lardner sets up Sam Raines, going back corner, too far. 19-15, Lady Penguins still with a four-point lead and 1 point away from entering the red zone. Lady Penguins did win set one. Looking to do the same here in set two as the serves away. Kwan bumps it up. Lardner sets up Raines, who sets it over the top of the wall. Diving save in there by Ulmer. Sets up a sand attempt, blocked by Elgin. Lardner's going to set up Jessica Jones. Blocked by Boring. Is Boring and Elgin at 6-3 and 6-4 certainly can dominate the middle and just showed how right there.
That could be the toughest wall in the conference, even though Academy is almost in the basement. Elgin and Boring.
Ulmer with a good serve, but it's played back over far enough for Kina to play it for Academy of Art for the point. 19-17, and the Urban Knights refuse to go away.
That Boring has a pretty exciting game.
Another serve here from Ulmer. She gets it away. Raines bumps it up high. Lardner's going to set up JJ in the middle. Oh. Blocked by Elgin for another Urban Knight point. 19-18. Lady Penguins still clinging to a one-point lead.
All of the Penguins collapsed into the front row. All six were ahead of the 10-foot line.
Here comes Ulmer off the tape. Nice save by Sam Raines. Lardner sets up Sand. Goes for the drop shot right side, and it's in there. 20-18 as DU enters the red zone first here in set two.
Brian, few things are as beautiful as a perfectly placed dink.
It's going to be Sam Raines to serve here. She gets it away. That one dive bomb towards the floor. Academy of Art can only set it over.
Oh.
But it's over Kwan's head, and it was actually perfect as she can't get her hands to it. Urban Knight point 2019 as this set is going to go right down to the wire.
It happened again. The back row collapsed. And they were all ahead of the 10-foot line, and Kwan had to run backward for it once they had Academy against the ropes.
Service away, they're stalking to Lardner, to Jessica Jones, into the net. We're all knotted up at 20 here, and it's late set two.
Four unanswered by Academy, and that late in the set, the Penguins get to the red zone, and then four in a row, and it's a game.
Comes another serve from Cotton, gets it away, stalking, set. Jones with the save, and stalking's just going to bump it over. It's going to be Academy of Art's chance. Smash coming from Elgin, blocked at the wall. Nifty plays in there by Sandin Lardner to get it back over. Here comes another attempt from Kina. Jones is able to play it. Whistle blows, and they're going to call a net touch. And it's going to be an Urban Knights point as they go in front for the first time in the set, 21-20.
As Sand argued the point with the referee. I don't remember Sand ever arguing a point. Usually they leave that up to stalking. But Sand didn't agree that she went into the net, and I think Sand has a legitimate beef.
It's late set two, and the Urban Knights have taken their first lead in the set. The Lady Penguins did win set one, but it's 21-20. Academy of Art here in set two is Elgin, who didn't play much of the early part of set two, has come in here late and really shifted the momentum of this game.
You're not kidding. And like you mentioned, the first time here in set number two, that Academy has led the match, and they decided to wait until the red zone, until both teams were at 20, to put on a 5-point unanswered spree of power and incredible accuracy, and that Elgin, who's back in there to finish this thing. I'll tell you what, if I were the coach, I'd leave Elgin in all night. She'd never get a rest. She's that dominant. Here we go.
It's going to be Cotton with the serve for the Urban Knights. She gets it away. Stocking bump. Lardner set. Sets up Jessica Jones going right side. Looking for the line. Not going to get it as the Urban Knights go up by two now. 22-20. We're going to see Rachel DeVries for the first time in the game as Jessica Jones checks out.
Jones just needs a breather. She's lost all of her accuracy here.
Comes another serve from Cotton. As Stocking bumps it up, Lardner sets up Sand in the middle, who smashes it down with authority. 22-21, Lady Penguins cut the deficit to one.
Well, DeVries is out, Brian. She didn't even get to touch it. I think she just startled Academy and stopped the bleeding.
As Larson checks in for DeVries and goes back to serve, as she so often does, she gets it away into the middle. Burnett set up for Elgin, blocked by Stocking and Sand.
Wow.
Great play at the net. As Kina can only help it over. Lardner's going to set up Sand in the middle. Drop shot, but right there is Burnett. Elgin in the middle. Missed time the jump. Her and Smith weren't on the same page, and it falls for a DU point. 22-22. Timeout. Academy of Art, as this one is going right down to the end. You won't want to miss how set two closes. 22-22. We'll be back in 30 seconds with more live women's volleyball right here on radio.dominican.edu.
That's the first time I've seen Elgin really off balance.
It's going to be Larson back to serve in a set that's all knotted up at 22. The serve is looking for the back line, and it's far. Point Urban Knights as they go ahead, 23-22. As their leg up here is we're coming right down to the end of set number two.
I like what Lardner's doing right now. She's just telling everybody, settle down. Because Larson just powered that thing through the atmosphere to cough up an easy one.
Angela Heath with the serve. Kwan down to Anita. Save it. Lardner with the quick set over. Saved by Burnett. Here comes an attempt from Succi, and the drop shot finds court. 24-22. Set point, Academy of Art.
One of those dinks that just absolutely worked. Stammer's up.
And Stammer's going to take a timeout with set point for Academy of Art. 24-22 here, late set two. Academy of Art trying to even it up at one set apiece. We'll be back with the conclusion of set number two in 30 seconds right here on radio.dominican.edu. Set point opportunity for the Urban Knights here as they lead set to 24-22. Lady Penguins won the first set. Academy of Art trying to return the favor here. Serve from Heath, Kwan to Lardner to Stocking off the wall for a DU point. 24-23, and it's not going to be that easy as the Lady Penguins come out of the timeout and score a point.
It's the first thing the Penguins absolutely had to do, obviously, if it's set point. But if the Dews can squeeze one more, Brian, that would do a lot. That would go a long way toward breaking the back of Art.
Still set point for Academy of Art as Lavatoria checks in for the first time to serve as a quick set by Rachel Smith is into the net, and it's 24 all here. Late set two. Just a reminder, you must win by two, so set point has been wiped away as Lavatoria back to serve again.
Big advantage.
Gets it away. Smith sets it across to Succi. Nice play by Moon. Lardner goes down to save it as well. Reigns into the middle. Bumped up by Heath. Smith with the quick set over, and it's in front of the diving Larson. 25-24 Urban Knights as they get their set point opportunity back.
Well, I'm happy to report that Elgin's out of the game. Thank goodness.
It's going to be the libero, Janelle Burnett, to serve. Gets it away. Stocking saves it from going out of bounds. Lardner hits it over. Here comes a kill attempt in the middle from Ulmer. Reigns is there. Lardner bumps it up. Reigns into the middle. Saved by Academy. Succi tries to go across, but right there is Stocking as Lardner sets her up. The smash in the middle. Saved by Burnett. Succi back across. Lavatoria bumps it high. Lardner set to Moon. Oh. It wasn't a good one. Moon's able to get it over. Smith sets up Ulmer in the middle, who slams it home for set point. And Academy of Art is able to win set two and even this matchup at one set apiece. We had predicted that this match could go right down to the last point of set five. And after two sets, it looks like we might be right as we hit the intermission now.
25-22 in set one, 26-24 in favor of Art in set number two. Couldn't be a lot closer. I mean, that one went beyond. It was all tied up at 24 apiece. The Penguins, who were down 24-22 there, Brian, did what they needed to do by coming back and winning those two in order to tie it. But then Academy was just too tough, as Chili the Penguin has made his or her way out onto the floor. No one really knows the gender of Chili, although tonight's Chili is about 5'1". 26-24 there in set number two. A 10-minute recess between sets two and three. We'll have the conclusion of tonight's match as Chili the Penguin is here on Media Row. And Chili the Penguin with a high five to yours truly, actually a mid five. Brian and I are back in 8 minutes and 30 seconds right here on Penguin Radio, NC2A Volleyball Radio, .dominican.edu. Yeah. Yes. 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 So great to be here. Spirit weekend. Parents are all on campus. Conlon Center's loaded. Volleyball fans, match couldn't be tighter. Academy of Art getting a big rivalry going with the Penguins. It's really developing into a beautiful rivalry between these two squads, or between the two schools, I should say, because it carries over to the soccer field. Fans, if you're thinking about listening to soccer tomorrow, I'm sorry, but we will not have a broadcast tomorrow afternoon. However, the final game will be broadcast. Tomorrow's broadcast, though, canceled. But enough of that. Let's get back to the good stuff. Volleyball here at the Conlon Center. One set apiece. Urban Knights, Penguins, Horn and Sanchez. Here we go, fans. Set number three, Rachel Smith, who led off set number one with some brilliant serving, stuffs it in the net. That was not a dolphin-free serve, Brian.
That one wasn't even close.
And now the Penguins, who open up set number three with the winner, put Hannah Stocking to work, and Stocking with an ace, 2-0.
Hot start so important for Dominican, but Academy of Art has shown that they will fight back.
Stocking to the back row in the middle. The kill attempt by Ulmer is no good. Now the DUs, and here it is. And Brian Sanchez reaches out and saves it for Media Row. That was headed for my Gatorade. 3-0 Penguins after the Urban Knights are unable to deal with Hannah Stocking and her brilliant serving. Back row again. Stocking, another perfect serve to the feet of Angela Heath. It bounces off of the elbow of Brittany Ulmer. And Boring was turning around trying to locate the ball and couldn't. And now Heath is out, and then Midori Lee is in for the second time tonight. Midori Lee is 5'3", sophomore. 4-0 start for the DUs. The best start of the night, anyway, from Stocking. Back left corner. And it falls, and the Penguins lose their first point of set three.
As Academy of Art has become accustomed in this match to coming back from hot Dominican starts, they're going to have to do it again here in set three.
4-1, as Midori Lee is back out. With the serve is Succi. Diving forward is Burnett. Front row, Heath. Smith, the Penguins now to Jones. Back row, Jones finds the back corner. 5-1. That was just good vision by Jones.
Jessica Jones was on the side in between sets, getting extra work, trying to warm up her arm. She's having trouble getting it loose here.
And now the Penguins. Sari Kwan serves it in the net, 5-2. Lindsay Elgin back behind the baseline, runs up on it with a runner. To Kwan with a bump. Lardner sets it. Sam Raines with a killer. Raines converts as Rachel Smith, diving to her left, can do nothing with it, 6-2.
Kill number 5 on the match for Sam Reigns.
Starting to pour it on is Reigns. Reigns with a nice serve, and it's a very nice serve as it's an ace. As she lays it in there to Omer, who can't handle it. Check it, not Omer, but Holly Kina. 7-2 Penguins, set 3. Reigns pours in another perfecto. Elgin with a killer. Elgin does what Elgin does. Elgin and Boring in at the same time, but Boring is coming out as Cotton, who platoons with Boring, is in to serve. So Boring hasn't served at all tonight, the 6'4" Boring, the junior out of Yorba Linda. But instead, each time it's her turn to serve, they bring in Cotton, and Cotton stuffs it in the net, Brian. 8-3, unforced error, Cotton.
I want to go back to the last kill for Elgin. That makes her the first player in this match into double digit for kills. She has 10.
She seems to excel on the short set, as you mentioned, in set 2. Now to Elgin. And the back set to Elgin was, she left her a little wide. Elgin couldn't handle it. 9-3, she stuffed it in the net. And all of a sudden, Academy of Art has a case of the net balls. Penguins now with the side out. Larson lays a good one in there. They slam it across to Kaina, but the Penguins are on it. To Reigns. A poor leave. Kaina again. Reigns with a bump. Lardner set. Left side. Hannah Stocking down at the feet. Saved by Academy. The Penguins block it. Stocking bumps it up. Lardner with a set. Helped across. Ashley Sand finds the front corner. 10-3. Timeout, Urban Knights. Good time to do it. Penguins are coming out strong in set 3. We're back in 60 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. Seven-point game, fans. Larson for the Penguins behind the line. 10-3. And an ace. The freshman Larson out of Richmond has been so impressive, getting as much playing time as any freshman I remember.
4 aces for her.
She's bringing it now. A poor set by Academy. Elgin can't do much with it. Here's the set by Larson. The save by Reigns. Oh, and the Penguins. Brian, I think it was Elgin on the net. 12-3. Larson again. Rachel Smith has those. Well, just about all the players have the ankles with the braces. Oh, the slam after the poor leave. Sand was able to reach up, and just as the ball got to the top of the net, to just lay it back in the face of Academy after a poor leave. A 10-point game in set 3. 25-22 Penguins in set 1. 26-24 Academy in set 2. And now the DU's up 13-3 here in the third. Elgin with a slam. Now gets tied up with the Penguins just above the tape. And it bats backwards. Elgin tried to stuff it straight up, but in fact it came back toward media row. And the Penguins by 11.
And so much because of Ashley Sand, who's doing a great job in the middle against Elgin.
Penguins have gotten a couple of lucky breaks, too. Back row, Sari Kwan diving for it after the kill by Holly Kaina, the 5'10 senior out of Honolulu. 14-4, Midori Lee is back in for Academy to serve. The right-handed Lee stands about 10 feet behind the baseline. She runs up on it, buckling back, a beauty. Now Stocking with the attempt. Burnett with a bump. Here's the set. Right side Knights. Off the front row, Larson. Lardner. Saved into the net. Lardner gets it across with an instinctive right hand stuffed out there. Now the smash by Melissa Chang, a 5'10 senior out of Sunnyvale. DU's on offense. Oh, back row, and Lee knocked one that was going to be way out. And she gives it to the Penguins, 15-4. Midori Lee, Brian, that is an error as bad as any we've seen all night. I mean, there's earning it, and then there's having it handed to you, and the DU's are getting a couple of them handed to them here and there. Lavatoria now, the lefty. Serves up a beauty, but the point is converted by Rachel Smith, the 5'10 freshman out of Clovis. 15-5. Here is Burnett with a great serve. Sariquan just can help it over, that's all. Now the short set off. They missed it, but somehow it gets across. The D is on offense, now on defense. Helped up by Smith. Smashed across by Chang again, who's getting a lot more airtime. Here goes the Penguins. And the block falls back on the DU's side, 15-6. And for the first time in quite a while, Academy's within 10.
And Rachel Smith, the freshman setter for the Academy of Art, may equal Lardner for the most athletic setter in the league.
Oh, Burnett spins it off the tape, helped up Lardner, softed across, sand. Check it, Moon. Now the Penguins. Again with a save by after Chang with lets one fly. Hannah Joe stocking. Now the smash. Saved by Sariquan. A great save. Here's Moon back row. Softed across. Burnett got wrapped up with Lee. Now over to the right side again. Check it from the left edge. That's Chang. Here goes Hannah stocking. Burnett with a bump. Now the set. Chang. Back row. It's Kwan. Lardner. Larson. Burnett again. This is going all night, fans. Oh, and the Penguins with a tremendous block, but somehow Academy's back on it. Chang again, they fall. Oh, the save by Stocking, it's alive. Kwan to the back row just to clear it out. Midori Lee backs up on it. Here's Chang for the fourth time in the point. Now Stocking with a bump. Oh, and let's see, that was Skylar Moon who got it to the back row again. Chang fifth time, front row, it falls. And all the Penguins were around in a campfire and watched it burn. 15-7.
Well, this could be a turning point for Academy of Art winning that long of a point. Let's see if Dominican can temper the storm right now.
Boy, that went all night. Here's Burnett, 15-7. Burnett gets a good one off. Shanked to the side by the DUs, and Burnett ends up coming in all the way from the baseline to the front row and had to dive for it, 16-7. Miscommunication by Academy, and the Penguins with a point. Kelsey Lardner with a serve.
It's got to hurt. You get the momentum back, and you shoot yourself in the foot.
Lardner, one of the best servers in the conference. Way back, runs up. Oh, and just puts another beauty in there. And here's the helper by Rachel Smith. Two-handed helper, but she slammed into the net. Timeout, Penguin, 16-7. Nobody knew who the point went. Brian, I mean, I could see clearly that Smith had rushed the net. And now Gail Stammer calls. Now it's 17-7. 52 seconds from now, we're back. Radio.Dominican.edu. Seventeen-seven. 10 points. Well, 11's the greatest margin so far that the Penguins have enjoyed. But 10's not bad.
I'll take 10 all the way to 25-15.
I would take that. Lardner back. Back underway now. Lardner again. Bumped up to Chang. Chang, who was unheard of in the first two sets, is getting just tons of play as she puts the killer away into the back right corner, 17-8 now.
Might have found Ed Jackson's secret weapon here.
Smith to serve. Smith, who's gotten a lot of airtime tonight from the front row and the back line. Stocking. Slams one up a mile high, saved by Burnett, but it's out of bounds. Stocking credited with the kill, 18-8. Both teams very impressive. Oh, Stocking finds the net. Stocking with her second service error, unforced service error of the night. Midori Lee is out. Back in there is Holly Kaina. Chang runs up her first serve tonight, a line drive. They go to Jones, whose one weakness is she gets it high in the arms once in a while. Now they set it to one, but they get it over to Stocking. Helped across. Now Reigns! Reigns lobs it over the middle row and finds the back right corner, 19-9. The DUs want to get to the red zone before the Academies can get to double digits. Here's Sari Kwan to do the honor. Kwan goes to Chang. Lifted. Oh, no, and the Penguins, it came off the front row. Sand had a good tip in the front row to slow it down, but then none of the DUs were there to back her up. 19-10.
Could be a serious momentum shift here as Elgin's back in for the Urban Knights.
Omer with the service. And the Penguins get it over to Sand again. Sand has found some magic. check it that Sam Reigns has found some magic, lobbing it over that front row and finding the open seam in the back, 20-10. And Reigns with a serve to Burnett in the bump. Over to Smith and the block. Lardner, I believe, got a hand on it. And they give the Penguins the point. No? The Penguins, who gets it, Brian? Is that an illegal block?
Yeah, they're going to call San for, I believe, touching the net on her way up, which I don't see.
Well, they gave the point to the Penguins and not changed it on the board. There we go. Now 21-11. It said 21-10 there for a minute. And now the D is with a tremendous save after they lost that controversial point. Kaina from the front left corner goes cross court and wide. Now it's 21-11. Stammer up on her feet. Jones out. Stocking, Sand, Lardner. Sam Reigns, Quan Larson for the DUs. Now we're underway. Quan bumps it up. Softly. Oh, just wide as San tried to dink it over the head of Burnett, who let it fly. 21-12. Set number three.
San's been having such a good set three with her blocks on Elgin. That really makes all the difference, not letting Art U get started.
Kaina's out. Midori Lee's back in with the serve. 21-12. Lee with the runner. Quan with a bump, Lardner set, left side. Hannah, saved by Lee, helped across Lardner, two-handed. Softly, Elgin, back row, the DU's on offense. Now softly, Hannah, bumped up by Chang. They're gonna find Elgin, and they do. And the Penguins block it, and it's wide off the block, 21-13. Academy hanging very tough, as the Penguins are 4 points away. Lee, the right-handed Lee. Slight build at 5'3" out of San Mateo, Mercy High School. Lee, one of the better servers on the team, has a lot of topspin. Burnett with a save. Now the Penguins to Chang. Penguins played it from the back row. Hannah softly into the middle row. Again Elgin. Off the top of the tape it falls. 22-13 is the DU's got one there. Man, when Elgin's coming at you with full force, you're lucky to survive it, much less get a point.
And it was Ashley Sand again stopping Elgin in her tracks.
22-13 Larson. No, check it. That's not Larson. That's Lavatoria. And the DUs cannot defend against Elgin, who's able to power it through the wall, 22-14. Elgin out. The DUs got to make something out of this as Ulmer's in there. Ulmer's no slouch herself. Ulmer got a lot of work in set number two there when the Penguins were defeated. Hannah Stocking with the attempted kill, and Ulmer, as I mentioned, threw the hands up and blocked it for the winner, 22-15. Art coming back. Penguins still on top by seven. Burnett with a line drive, just a massive line drive. Left side again, Stocking, and it's going to be a tough play as Lee saves it. Burnett goes deep, two touch. 23-15, the Penguins benefit after the attempted kill by Hannah Stocking works out. Reigns is back in there, Lardner to serve. Lardner way behind the end line, comes up in the middle to Chang. Bumped up now to Smith. The DU's on offense. Lavatoria helped across softly by Hannah Stocking, and it finds the floor, set point.
Great vision there by Stocking, and even better execution.
Stocking has been on her game as Lavatoria heads out. Set point, and the Penguins. Stocking finishes it. Stocking went for the kill. It was blocked right back in her face by Ulmer, but Stocking with very quick hands finds the winner, 25-15, for the most decisive set win so far tonight. 25-15 in set three. The Penguins lead 2-1. We are back in 2.5 minutes. Radio.Dominican.edu. Well, pretty good match so far going on here at the Conlin Center. Both teams are playing beautifully. Very few errors. Tons of great offense, lots of long rallies. tonight with just some really skilled play. With the exception there of set number two, I couldn't be happier with the Penguins' play. I mean, it was still a 26-24 set two, so the D's at least took them pretty deep. But Penguins seem to be in good spirits and playing very well. I would think that statistically, if you looked at the DU's success, it comes when they occupy the southern end of the Conlin Center. I can't imagine why. There's not a lot of wind in here to influence the ball. But hopefully the Penguins can finish the job here up 2-1. Here is Brian Sanchez with the play-by-play.
Thank you, Stu, as we're getting ready here to start set number four. It's going to be Kelsey Lardner with the side out to get things started. On the court for the Lady Penguins, Lardner, Kwan, Larson, Reigns, Stocking, and Moon as Lardner gets the fourth set underway. Academy of Arts going to play it, and it's going to be Chang to Kwan, played nicely. Lardner sets up Stocking, cross court, played by Burnett, into the net. Academy of Art is able to save it. Seemed like four. Stammer wants a call, doesn't get it. Stocking plays it back across. Here comes Academy of Art again behind Melissa Chang. Diving Kwan can't get it. Point Academy of Art. And Stammer still giving it to the lead official here tonight.
All of the Penguin coaches came up off the bench at the same time with four fingers up. It did seem like a lot, but none of the officials agreed with her.
Serve from Lee as it sets up Reigns for a kill opportunity, and she cashes in with kill number eight on the night. It's 1-1 now as I just can't get over that call on the first point. It seemed like a no doubt four touch, but.
You know, if it's going to happen, might as well happen on the first point of the game and not the last.
Absolutely, and the Lady Penguins have tied it up and are back in control. It's going to be Stocking on the serve. Service is away. Here comes a kill attempt from Elgin. Lardner's there. Kwan sets it to Jones. Goes back row. Nice play by Lee. Chang's going to hit it across. Lardner bump. Kwan set. Sam Rain swing. Ah. Left corner. Far and wide. Academy of Art point 2-1.
Notice, Brian, that Jones is back in there after she didn't play. I don't think she played much at all in set number three.
She was having trouble getting that right arm loosened up. Hopefully she's better now as Chang gets the line drive serve away. Kwan bump, Lardner with a nice save, and Moon looking for the back row, not even close as Academy of Art capitalizes on another DU error to go up 3-1 here at the beginning of set number four.
Penguins have a case of the longs right now. Everything's deep.
It's going to be Chang who came in and made an impact in the last set, staying in, catches tape, but Kwan's there. Reigns in the middle, is able to get it off of Elgin at the net, and down for a Lady Penguin point. 3-2, Academy of Art.
I think the DUs, even though the questionable call to open up this set, didn't worry too much about it coming off of set number three where they won by 10.
It's going to be Kwan's service here. She gets away a good one. And it's down. It was bumped up by Lee, but Academy of Art just watched it fall to the court, and Kwan ties it back up at 3 apiece. On the last point, Ashley Sand came in for Skylar Moon as Kwan gets away. Another serve set up for Kaina, who goes way long. 4-3, Dominican.
Well, shoot, Kaina hit that about 14,000 miles an hour. And the DU's got lucky that nobody got in the way of it accidentally.
Another Kwan serve. It's another dandy as Lee plays it up. Stuffed at the net. Sand able to recover. Stocking helps it over. Lee to Smith. To Elgin, blocked but out for an Academy of Art point. 4-4, still early in set four.
That's a tough thing about blocking in the corner. You not only have to block it, but you have to do it with accuracy. And there's blocking from the middle, but then when you're on the edge, got to get it back in play.
It's going to be the libero Burnett to serve for the Urban Knights. Kwan says it's out, watches it sail long for a DU point, 5-4.
That was great feel by Kwan to let it fly because it was only out by 8 inches.
It's going to be Sam Rains to serve. She gets away a good one to Lee. She bumps it up and mishits it, sets up a kind of drop shot, easily played by Rains. Lardner with a better set to Jones. Nice save by Chang. Kind of with a bullet back the other way, but Kwan's there, played over by Sand. Saved by Academy of Art. Here comes Kaina again. Stocking all the way back across. Smith back to Stocking, who bumps it up high. Lardner sets up Sand. goes back row. Academy of Arts there. Here's Kaina again. Miss hits it, catches tape.
Ah.
Jones and Reigns dove. Sand bumped it up, and both of the intended players had dove for the ball that Sand hit. Bit unlucky there, 5-5.
A little different than the beginning in set three.
The freshman, Rachel Smith, out of Clovis, to serve. Gets it away. Kwan's there. Lardner sets up JJ in the middle, and she gets it in the middle for a point. 6-5, Dominican. This set, much more back and forth than set three that the Lady Penguins just dominated. Valerie Larson checks back in, the freshman having quite a day from the service line as she has four aces. Gets it away. Diving Chang, able to save it. Here comes a kind of smash blocked by Sand. An attempt from Boring now as she's able to sneak it past Reigns for the point. 6-6. Still very early set four, but this set has a much different feel than the last one.
You know, that's the kind of play that I've been waiting to see out of Boring all night. Where she just, it's just, killed is just the perfect verb. Description, adjective.
Caught and serve, Kwan sets it high, ends up to Hannah Stocking. Smith plays it. Set now for Chang, who's going to go back row, and it's very wide as Kwan watches it sail out of bounds. For a DU point, 7-6. Lavatoria checks in. Sand checks out. As Skylar Moon checks in, and Sari Kwan gets a breather. Lavatoria, the left-handed freshman, gets the serve away. Ends up in an Ulmer kill attempt. Lavatoria gets hands to it. Reigns bump. Oh. Lardner tries to set it over, but he catches the tape and doesn't bounce the way she wants as it's 7-7. Kwan back in, Sam Reigns out. Baylor back in, Burnett out.
Potential deciding match, or set I should say.
Ulmer with the serve, played nicely. Skylar Moon tries a drop shot, blocked by Baylor. Stocking tries to just hit it back over, but he catches antenna and net for an RU point, 8-7 Urban Knights.
You know, she went flat-footed there, just trying to make sure that it got over, and sometimes you tighten up trying to be too sure.
Another serve from Ulmer here as gets it away to Kwan. Set up for Stocking in the middle, played easily by Smith. Cotton sets up Chang. Tough leave. Chang got it across. Plays it in the middle. Lardner saved by RU. Ulmer over. Larson. Lardner. Moon off the wall and played up by the Urban Knights. Here comes a kill attempt from Boring. Blocked. But Lardner, who was going to be able to play the ball, got redirected and couldn't get there. 9-7, aren't you?
Yeah, that's a good call. That's exactly what happened. Lardner got redirected.
Service now is Larson to Lardner to Moon. Nice save by Smith. Here comes Boring, who tries to backhand a poor leave. Can't do anything with it. DU point as they trail by one, 9-8.
It's one of the most underrated parts of the game. Is the setter's role. That leave is so important. The Boring had no angle at all.
Sam Reigns back in as Lardner gets the serve away. It's off of Chang, saved by Smith. Played at the net by Moon. Here comes Chang with the left-handed kill attempt. There's Lardner. Larson sets up Sam Reigns going back row, but there's Cotton as Chang blocked at the net. So Larson gives it to Lardner, who sets up Sam Reigns for the absolute rocket kill, 9-9.
Oh, that was so pretty. Cross court, big angle, got it down right at the 10-foot line, the kill line. Oh, that was sweet.
It's going to be Lardner's serve again. DU trying to take the lead back as it's off the hands of Chang. Smith to Elgin, played nicely by Larson. Did a good job just to get a hand to it, but it goes out of bounds. For a Urban Knight point, 10-9, Academy of Art. Boring checks out as Midori Lee checks in. And Lee's going to take over the serving duties here. The sophomore out of San Mateo, California, gets it away. Larson, bump. Lardner set. Sam Reigns kill in the middle, and it's down for a DU point. 10-10.
Elgin threw the arms up there, Brian, and she's been pretty good on defense. Elgin's great on both sides of the ball, but it went out off of her left elbow. And the DU's just got themselves right back in this thing.
Stocking serve catches tape. RU hits it back over. Sam Reigns with a left-handed kill attempt. Saved at the net. Chang goes for the kill, blocked by Moon. Kwan to Lardner to JJ, cross court, doesn't work. Smith sets up Elgin in the middle. Nice play. Stalking to Lardner to Jones, who tries to play the top spin drop shot but doesn't get it over the net. Academy of Art point. Academy of Art lead 11-10.
Hit her a little low in the butt of her hand. As you mentioned, she was trying to put the top spin on a decent leave. It just didn't work.
Here comes Chang's service. It's a bullet. Wow. Stalking's able to play it. Lardner sets up Sam Raines perfectly for the back line kill, and Dominican ties it back up at 11.
Anything to get Chang off the service line. She has the hardest serve of any player in the house.
Ashley Sand back in as Sari Kwan is back to serve. She gets away a beauty as Chang is able to play it. Elgin into the net. Blocked by Jones. No, it went net. That's four touches, Academy of Art.
I think
DU
it hit the
point,
antenna.
12-11.
Whatever it was, it's what the D is needed.
Here comes another serve from Kwan. As Lee plays it up high, Smith sets up Kina in the middle. Stalking's there. Lardner to Jessica Jones, going back line. As they're going to say it got tipped by Smith. Smith doesn't like it, but both referees concur. 13-11 Dominican.
Lucky, too, because Jones missed it completely.
Sari Kwan to serve again. It's a high arcing one. Lee's there, but she's not able to play it to anyone as Kwan put that one right where it needed to be. 14-11 Lady Penguins is... Ed Jackson's going to take a timeout for the Academy of Art as the Lady Penguins have gone on a little run here. We'll be back with more Set 4 action right here on radio.dominican.edu in 30 seconds. Stay tuned. Lady Penguins lead 14-11 here in Set 4, which could be the decisive set if the Lady Penguins were to finish it off and get the win. Sari Kwan is going to continue to serve, coming off of her ace to try and stretch this three-point Dominican lead. Lee plays it. Smith to Kina. Blocked at the net. No, it was not blocked. It was in the net. And that's four touches on Academy of Art. 15-11 Lady Penguins.
That's right. If the attempted kill hits below the tape, no matter what happens to it, it's dead.
Kwan's serve is a good one. Elgin blocked by Jones. Saved by Stalking. Jones just sets it over. Here comes another chance for Elgin. Goes down the line, but out for a Dominican point. 16-11 as the timeout did not break up the momentum. The Lady Penguins are still on a roll.
If anything, it's empowered Kwan.
Kwan gets another good one away. Smith tries to play it over quickly. Blocked. Lardner, Kwan, Jones. Back corner played by Lee. Smith sets up Kina now with a laser off of the hands of Kelsey Lardner. Nothing that she could have done about that. 16-12, Dominican still leads by four.
There was so much power in that killer. And Lardner was in the back corner, and she still didn't have time to get her hands up. That's how fast it came at her face.
Burnett, the libero to serve, gets it away. Stalking to Lardner to Sam Raines. Nice play by Lee in the back row. Kina into the middle. Nobody there. She was just trying to get it over, but gets the kill. 16-13, Dominican up by three.
Good try by Stalking, but caught it on the short hop.
Service away from Burnett now as Raines plays it high. Lardner sets up Stalking in the middle, going back line. Lee bumps it. Smith to Ulmer. Lardner gets hands to it. Jones to the dive. Stalking's able to help it over. Lee to Smith now as it sets up a kill attempt for Ulmer. Dominican able to save it and play it back over. Let's see what Academy of Art has this time as it's Kina blocked by Sam Raines for the point. Wow, what an effort by Sam Raines. 17-13 Dominican.
Ryan, it looks like the Penguins want to win this match for the first time tonight. That point really showed that the Penguins seem like they want to win.
Sam Raines' serve is away. Here comes the attempt from Kina. Off the net, there's Raines. Lardner sets up Raines, goes back row. Lee bumps it. Smith sets up Ulmer, who goes back left corner for a beautiful point. 17-14, Dominican still with the three-point lead.
And the reason I say that is it just all at the same time, all the Penguin players on the court turned and looked to the coach, and they all had that look in their eye like, wow, we're just 8 points away from finishing the deal.
Rachel Smith with the serve for the Urban Knights as Stocking bumps it to Lardner, who sets up Sand. Blasts it off the wall, but playable for Chang. As Omer tries to play the drop shot, Sand says no. Attempt now from Boring, who just checked in. Kwan's there. Set up for Stocking in the middle. Plays it off the hands and into the stands. Point Dominican, 18-14.
Brian, that ended up in the 10th row of the grandstands.
Valerie Larson checks in, the freshman with so many service aces tonight. She's going to look for another one. Gets it away, and it's a beauty. Plays it in the middle. Vollmer barely able to get a finger to it as it sets up Sand, who blasts it into the wall at Kina. Seemed like a help. No call. Lardner sets up Sand, who goes back left corner. Couldn't have run over and put it in a better spot. Sand with the kill, 19-14.
Penguin coaches are relentless on the referees in a great way.
Timeout, Ed Jackson and Urban Knights as Dominican up 19-14 in what could be the final set. We'll be back in 30 seconds with more live women's volleyball action right here on radio.dominican.edu.
And Brian, before we go, if the Penguins win tonight, they move up one slot above Point Loma in the standings.
We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on radio.dominican.edu.
In the Pac West. Well, it is a five-point game, fans, 19-14, and Brian Sanchez is going to try and bring the Penguins home a win. Be nice to do it here on Spirit Weekend. All the parents are here. Conlon Center.
And it's going to be Larson with the serve, as she's been putting buttes over all game, and this no exception. Omer with the attempt. Kwan's there. Lardner sets up Sand, who blasts it home for a point. 20-14, DU in the red zone in what could be the decisive set.
Well, the Penguins are looking better than they have all night right now. Peaking.
Larson gets the serve away. Played into the net by Academy of Art. And it's going to be a net touch. DU point, 21-14.
Yeah, the leave forced Omer into the net. So she went to just bump it back. Not a really tough play, but backed right into the net.
Larson with another serve. This one played out of bounds for a DU point. Another ace for Larson, 22-14. And Art U cannot handle the freshman serve.
She found Chang, and Chang could do nothing with it.
Here comes another one from Larson. Gets it over. Chang to Smith to Kina. Blocked and out for a DU point. 23-14 as they're starting to run away here in set four.
2 points away.
DU looking to advance their conference record to 4-6 as Larson tries to play the moonshot, but it doesn't quite reach the intended target.
Yeah, the other side of the court.
Error on Larson, which is so rare. 23-15 the score now as Cotton checks in.
Another thing, Brian, if the Penguins win tonight, it'll be their most wins in conference since joining the Pac West.
Blast from Sam Raines. Blocked as Boren gets a chance. Larson and Kwan combine nicely to save it for Dominican. Chang plays it over now. Raines bumps it high, almost touches the rafters. As Lardner with a bad lead for Hannah Stocking, who couldn't do anything with it. Point, Art U, 23-16. Dominican still up by 7.
Lardner never makes those kinds of mistakes. Very, very rarely.
It's going to be another service here from Cotton. Gets it to Kwan. Bumps it perfectly to Lardner, who sets up Sand. Blocked by Omer at the net. 23-17. And DU still only 2 points away from a match victory, but Art U will not make it easy on them.
Omer's a threat and a half. Both sides of the ball.
It's Cotton to serve again. It's Kwan to Lardner to Stocking, back row. Played up nicely. Here comes a kill attempt from Chang, but right there is Kwan. Lardner sets it back to Raines, goes back row. Burnett up towards the net. Off the hands of Smith into the net and down for a DU point. 24-17 as we have reached match point. Skylar Moon checks back in. So does Jamie Lavatoria as the freshman goes back to serve.
I think this is a good call. Bring Lavatoria in to finish it. She's a good closer.
The lefty gets the serve away, looking for the back line, and she finds it. Oh. The service ace caps off this match as the freshman puts a beauty on the line, and DU wins set 4, 25-17, and wins the match 3-1.
Nothing like saying, I think this is a good call to bring in the closer Lavatory, and then she throws the ace out there untouched. It was so well placed that Academy of Art all just cleared out and said, let it go, and it found the back line to finish the match. Very impressive. 25-22 in set 1. Set 2 belonged to Academy at 26-24. And then the Penguins finish it off 25-15, 25-17 to move up in the standings ahead of Point Loma, ahead of Chaminade, ahead of Academy, and ahead of Notre Dame, Dana Moore, who is in the cellar. The Penguins move to 4-6 in conference, 6-12 overall. And a tremendous game here on Family Weekend for Gail Stammer and the ladies. And you heard it right here on Penguin Radio as Chang makes her way past a press row. For Brian Sanchez and the head of the Communications and Media Studies Department, Brad Van Alstine, who is the man in charge. This is Stuart Horn signing off from the Conlin Center. Another brilliant night by Stammer and the ladies. Of course, this game, as all of the DU athletics broadcasts, are podcast and can be found at radio.dominican.edu for all eternity. It will be there, and you can listen to this game over and over and over. Time of the match, 1 hour and 31 minutes. The next broadcast is coming up on the 23rd of October, 7 o'clock side out, BYU, Hawaii in the house. And then the final home match 5 days after that against Hawaii Pacific. Another 7 o'clock side out. Brian and I will be here for both of those matches in their entirety. See you then, fans. Radio.dominican.edu.